Welcome to the fifth episode of the fourth season. Sorry for no episode last week, but we took a break due to Purim, the Jewish holiday of Purim. This week's episode, why stay on big tech? You know, big tech is now declaring war on the truth. The Babylon Bee put out an article that Rachel Levine has been named Woman of the Year. You know, so the Babylon Bee put out an article saying that, no, he's the man of the year because he's actually a man. But big tech got their feelings hurt and they decided to censor Babylon Bee. They locked him out of their account. Then Charlie Kirk decided to say the same exact thing. And he got locked out. Then, Tucker Carlson was just talking about it, and he got locked out of the account. So, everyone's saying, you know, Yossi, you keep on saying, stay on big tech, stay on big tech, stay on big tech, stay on big tech. But they're censoring the truth, they're censoring that Rachel Levine is a man, because somebody's insane feelings are getting hurt. Yes, they are censoring that. But this is exactly my point. At what point did they become big tech? At the point that we made them big tech. At the point that we used them. And we grew them and grew them and grew them and grew them. At that point, that is what makes them big tech. Not the fact that they decided, oh, we're big tech. Not because Jack Dorsey decided that Twitter's big tech. Not because Susan Wojcicki decided that she's big tech from YouTube. No, not because of that. Because we use them. So, y'all see, that's a proof that we should leave them. Take away the big tech from them. You know, that's very valid and all. But no. Because when they begin to eat their own, and they begin to take away their own power of being big tech by showing their true colors, to the masses, to the liberals, to the moderates, to everyone, that they start showing their own true colors and they delete. Like my episodes that were deleted from YouTube because of AI. So they start to delete their own, they start to eat their own, and they start to push their own out, and they start to just eat themselves and throw the big tech away from themselves. That is called victory. Not when we run. And go to Rumble, go to Rumble. This video is going to be on Rumble. Not when we run and go in all over and we tell everyone and we start going to our own echo chambers. No, it's not an echo chamber, but who uses Rumble? Who uses BitChute? Who uses Odyssey? Who uses CloudHub? The right. So we're running to our own people and we're going to leave them with the left. No, because then they're still going to have their power of big tech. But when they throw away their own power, when they eat their own power up, and when they say that we throw anyone off who says this, who says that, who says that, then they're getting rid of their own big tech power. And I am not going to run to a right place, right only place. Yes, I upload to all these video platforms that I said to upload. Yes, I review all these alternative social media platforms. Yes, I say go there and build your own platform, your own audience. Go. Do whatever you can. Go. Yes, I say that. Yes, I do that. But I also stay on big tech. Why? Because here on big tech, we are not running away from a fight. We're taking the fight to big tech. Big tech, we're not scared of you. Big tech, go. Eat your own. Remove me. Remove me. Show me that you are going to eat your own. When they go ahead, suspend Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk, the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee themselves, for saying the truth. And the liberals are waking up now and seeing this. They're eating their own. This is what we want. This is how we push. And this is how we give them. We're handing it to them on a silver platter to eat their own. And they're taking it. They're giving us the win when they take it. They're giving us the own. They're giving us what we want. They're giving us the owning. We're owning them. Yes, the big tech, they're slowly but surely going to lose the big tech power. They're slowly but surely not going to be big tech. And that's why I say to stay on big tech. So, stay on big tech. Continue saying the truth. Continue saying Rachel Levine is a man. Continue saying that COVID has issues. People are using COVID as a method of tyranny. Continue saying this, because then they're eating their own. Now, the fact that they're eating their own also comes from the media. The media's eating their own. In 2 weeks ago's episode, I said about the Don't Say Gay Bill hoax. Yes, it's a hoax. People, you heard me correctly. It's a hoax. I don't know who will listen to the show, but if leftists listen to the show, great. It's a hoax. What do I mean that it's a hoax? The word gay is not even mentioned in the bill. It just says, don't teach anything sexually related to pre-K through third grade, which I prefer to think that it should go older than third grade. But whatever, it's very sensible. But the media is continuing to push the propaganda. Even now, even yesterday, I was seeing all this idiocy where people are pushing the Don't Say Gay Bill. Oh, Don't Say Gay Bill. People are putting gay all over Florida and gay, man, marching and yelling gay, and the woman running against Ron DeSantis is busy yelling gay. Go ahead, yell gay. No one's stopping you from yelling gay. Are you arrested now? No, because no one's telling you not to say gay. It's not teaching people to hate gays. It's not teaching people to push and shove gays. No. It's just saying don't teach anything sexually related, even about traditional marriage, to pre-K through third grade. It's that simple. Keep saying gay, keep on thing, but keep your damn sexuality out of school, out of class, and stop brainwashing little kids and stop manipulating kids. This is what's called grooming. Stop grooming kids. And this is why when the media does this, this is why that I do and Team World Supporters does the TWS News Roundup, where I verify the news before I put it into the roundup. Every day there's a story, there's about 20 to 40 stories in the TWS News Roundup. Breaking stories, non-breaking stories, stories that I think should make it into a roundup. And it's in there. Go every day to Team World Supporters website and we will put your story in. Not your story, the stories in. And I verify everything first before I put it in. Every day is there, around 6:30-ish. Gets published maybe a bit before, a bit later. Depends on the day. We do it Monday through Thursday at around 5, like I said. So that's that. Last week, on my day off, the New York Times admitted that a story was true. The New York Times admitted that the story about Hunter Biden's laptop, which months the left was saying is untrue, it's Russian information, it's Russia this, Russia that, Russia that, they admitted it's true. Let me ask you a question that nobody is asking. Why all of a sudden now? It's not like a year later, it's not like anything. Why all of a sudden now did New York Times admit to it? What happened now that they admitted to it? I'll tell you what. TWS is going to investigate this, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. Two Getter users suggested the other day that the reason why they did it is because they're trying to distract from Project Veritas, and they're trying to distract from the fact that they're causing World War III. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Hashtag TWS investigates. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And when we do, it will be released as a as a video, a podcast, as a statement. But we're going to get to the bottom of this. The home for all TWS investigates information is going to be on Free Space. Any updates, any thoughts, anything is going to be on Free Space. Stay tuned. Join Free Space. It's on both Apple Store and Google Play. And it's gonna, you'll be there. All my thoughts on the investigation will be there. Now, once we're talking about Free Space, the Free Space review is coming, but still working on the part of the review. I have just established a connection in Parler, who is working with me. So it's going to take a bit longer for the Parler review to come out. I apologize. But when the Parler review's out, we're going to do something new. Yes, the review is going to be the same. The basics, everything the same. And then a review at the end. But here's the addition. Starting with the Parler review, then on to the Minds review. I'm going to do a short, concise video with my thoughts and the rating of the review, and I'm going to be uploading it to one exclusive video platform. You let me know which exclusive video platform I should upload it to, and I'll do it. Now, thank you to Dear to Stay for sponsoring this episode. Dear to Stay is a Airbnb alternative. Again, with the alternatives, it's not like I went and looked for an alternative to sponsor me. No. Dear to Stay is an alternative to Airbnb. Kosher place, going for Simchas, going for Shabbos, you want to go away for Pesach, you want to go all over, just use Dear to Stay. Very simple to use. Go to DearToStay.com. And go there. It's very simple to use. Thank you again for sponsoring. See you next week. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.